Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with another week of Challenge Exit interviews. Today we'll be talking to the latest two players who were kicked off of the challenge. And it is Team Kylan and Kira. And they will be joining us here in just a moment. But here with me to get ready for our exit interview, the co-host of the Challenger Wrap-Up, it's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. Ready to very excited to hear what Kylan and Kira have to say. They're another very fun week. It's been a season.
It's been a very fun season of the show. A very exciting episode. I thought that this was a challenge that I could not believe that they let them drive around in cars blindfolded. Is this a challenge staple?
I think they've done something similar. They like the blindfold aspect. I kind of wish they didn't have the blindfold to make it more fun. It looked a lot of fun to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it seemed like a fun time, honestly.
Yeah. And of course, you had Tyson and Sarah together as partners. Is that more fuel for the fodder of the algorithm being fixed?
Oh, no. They had very little partners options. I don't think Tyson really had anyone else left.
That being said, though, that they gave you Tyson and Sarah, and then they said, okay, now we're turning off the algorithm. Okay, well, it's like they had to get that one in before that they ended up going off algorithm. So,
yes, very fair.
Yeah, we'll see. Of course, be on the lookout for challenge coverage coming from Brian. No Allie this week, but great co-hosts for you this week. I know Kirsten McInnes and Jenny Autumn will be joining you. That is recording later on today, so be on the lookout for that. In our challenge podcast feed, go to robiswebsite.com/challenge feed. Let's go ahead. I see that we have Kira and Kylan on the line. Let's go ahead and bring them in. And of course, you can see this full video on our YouTube page at robiswebsite.com/YouTube.
Hey, how's it going? This is Rob Sisterton and Brian Cohen here for Rob Has a Podcast. Just wanted to start off by asking about the questions that you two got on the final elimination. Did you feel like that one set of questions was easier than the other set?
I wouldn't say that. I feel like it was kind of, I think it was pretty even. Like, it was just the most random things that I feel like nobody knew. I mean, we were pretty sure about a couple of our questions, but Madonna got us, so it's all good.
Yes.
I was surprised that it seemed like no one was helping from the crowd. Typically, in this type of challenge, you would see people yelling out answers, especially when you're getting wrong. Oh, you were not allowed to help out. God, that makes sense. Because, yeah, I was wondering why it was so quiet. Everyone in the crowd, wasn't saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
It seemed like in the episode that there wasn't any talk with Kayla from what she was saying in the episode. Was that true from your perspective?
So that actually, the tricky part about filming a show like this is that the confessionals, so all those confessionals that we watched were after the elimination. So Kayla, a strategic player, has, you know, is going to have reasonings to do regardless of whatever decision that she wanted to go, that we end up going with. In that scenario, there wasn't shown as many conversations because she was super loyal too. So she was loyal to Leo. And so she wanted Leo to have his best chance of winning. Nobody looked at Kira and myself as being Leo's best chance of winning. So that wasn't like necessarily the number one choice, but you know, with Dom locked in on us, we were going in. That was just kind of inevitable from the second that they won. So you know, you got to see her articulate those, the rationale behind it that made sense, as she would for any answer, because she's so smart.
Mm-hmm. Kylan, we saw in your pitch to Dom, you were stressing, you wanted him to not, you know, focus on the revenge and maybe use the opportunity to build bonds. Do you think now, looking back when you and Alyssa threw in Xavier, do you wish you try to work on building the bond with him rather than going after him as maybe a form of revenge?
No, I'd say that in that scenario, for me, there was no element of revenge. You'll notice that I never mentioned revenge in any of the episodes because that was never part of my rationale. So, and the thing us not putting in Xavier wasn't going to build any sort of goodwill with him in that scenario, because that's not how he viewed the game and viewed the move and viewed that moment. So it wouldn't really have made any difference. So we're talking about totally different scenarios. We're talking about completely different parts of the game and the relationships. Obviously, from the show perspective, the edit, you guys are seeing a lot of conversation around the show lines. But week one, the strategic players in the house have gotten together and we're like, yo, these show lines don't make any sense with the algorithm. We're all here to play our own games now. So let's build those lines. And there are these other alliances separate from show lines that were formed. And as far as like myself being out, like that's just what happens in an alliance. Maybe not all of your alliance makes it to the end, but if a majority of them do, then you were probably working with the right team. And, you know, we'll see, only time will tell if I was working with the right team.
Kira, I know you weren't feeling well last week, and that was a big part of the episode from last week when you were partnered with Tyson. Were you feeling back up to speed when you were in this week's competition?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely feeling better, you know, but I was, you know, in the hospital and they didn't even show that, but I was literally in the hospital the day before that challenge. So I was just super, super sick. And I think like anyone knows when you have a super bad stomach bug and you're just like holding nothing down, you know, it takes you a minute to come back. But I was feeling very strong and I felt very sure that we were going to do great, you know, having a partner like Kylan and going into that elimination. It looked pretty physical. So I was like, all right, we're good, you know, but then they threw in trivia and I was just like, damn, you know, but I was feeling better for sure. Yeah.
And Kira, it seemed like no one from Love Island really was able to get like a strong foothold in the game. It seemed like it was mostly run by Survivor, Big Brother, and then even some Amazing Race. Was there anything you were doing behind the scenes to really try to further your game and like Love Island as a whole?
Yeah. I mean, once again, us Love Islanders, like we were not from strategic games. Like we just came from an island of flirting and having a good time, you know? So to be in there with people like Tyson, who are literally these legends, for sure, we had to kind of, you know, get it together once we got in there, you know, because we were like, oh, holy shit, you know, like what is going on? But for me, I just really wanted to play a genuine game. And I know a lot of people don't go with that, but like I wanted to be real with everyone. And also I knew that people were going to start to get heated and fight and do all of that. So I really just wanted to kind of, you know, lay low and not really have my name in anyone's mouth. And that's kind of how I played it, you know?
Going into the elimination, were you two aware that Leo had some circumstances at home where there was some question about whether or not that he might not be giving it his all and might actually want to go home from the challenge?
We knew that was a possibility, but Leo had made it pretty clear, like once he decided to stay, that he was going to give it his all. We did actually try and run that was like a Hail Mary at the end. We're like, hey, if you wanted to tell people this, and he did try and mention that, but we knew that if he was going into elimination, he wasn't gonna give it his all. He's a competitor. What they didn't show too is that he, like, it sucked for him and for, you know, the what we saw with him talking to his girlfriend, because like that was multiple calls. So like she was really trying to do the business, he was really trying to do it remotely, and unfortunately because of the challenging logistics of being separated like that, they weren't able to, but both of them were trying really hard. So we knew that, you know, he was stressed about that, but once he decided to stay, remembered he was here, we knew he was locked in on that.
Yeah. So Kyle, it's kind of crazy. You know, BB23 comes in with six people. Now we're 7 weeks in, five of you are gone. Like what went wrong for this large crew to not make it further in the game? Like what do you think, looking back, maybe you all could have done differently to kind of make a little bit further?
I mean, you're moving around variables with this algorithm and then with the game. So like that creates an infinite amount of possibilities essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you were to say what went wrong, that is a question that goes under the premise that we were working together as a unit, thinking we were going to play the game together as a unit, which was something we considered before going in. We kind of thought so, but then as soon as, like I said, we saw the algorithm, we saw the players who were there, we all created our own, we each create our own sort of lines within the game as a whole for all 28 players, not just those six people that we knew. And then different things come in. You know, you got Derek going in with an injured partner. Nothing we can kind of do about that. We kind of have, Tiffany going in injured in that second week, like that, you know, something that I, you know, had nothing to do with. So as far as the game, I wouldn't say if you're looking at that premise, as far as like thinking that these are the lines that are made, then that question would make sense. But mm-hmm. since it wasn't, it doesn't.
You know, this episode really started to paint, especially from Dominic's perspective, that there was sort of like a big three. It was Tyson, Angela, Kyland was sort of like the three-headed monster, where I feel like that in earlier episodes, it was more Tyson and Angela. Was that fair that you were grouped in as sort of being a part of the three heads of the main group in the house?
I mean, I hope it was fair because that's kind of the ideal scenarios. You want to be, for me, like it's hard to train that hard and to not have that come out. But then you have, you know, Tyson gets back-to-back wins and I get back-to-back wins, one mental, one physical. So like kind of being able after the elimination win in the first week. So it's like, I don't think that I'd like to think it was fair, and that's something, and that's also part of like, I came into the game having to play a certain way. I can't be in the game. You'll notice Jordan, CT, like there are certain players that Jarrell, they're not out there saying like, you know what, we really got to get the strongest players out of the game, because they know if they permeate that logic, then that puts their name at the top of a very short list or near the top. And so I came in realizing that like, wow, all this training that I did actually worked. And now that's, I can't be here preaching, let's get out the strongest players in the house, because that for a lot of, I think, reasons that the performance kind of validated would have included my name there. So and we just did form a really tight bond really early too. Like that bond actually started in like the first week, and it just kept growing from there.
Okay. I know you both have to run and have a lot of other interviews to get to, but it was very nice to get the catch up, and all the best outside of the challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. There you have it. There's Kylan and Kira talking through. I know Kylan did a ton of prep for the challenge. Like he went back and became like a challenge super fan.
Yeah, watched the last 10 seasons, I think he said, right? He's name dropping Jordan and CT in the interview. He wants to show off his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you found this season that the challenge CBS like strategy and gameplay, do you think it will have any impact on the gameplay and the strategy of the MTV traditional seasons of the challenge?
I don't think so. I don't think the strategy has been too different. I think what Colin said is kind of right. The big people try to like keep the perception of keeping the big people around so they're safe. So I don't think anything groundbreaking is happening on Challenge USA.
Okay. All right. Any other takeaways from Kylan and Kira?
No, I'm just excited for the next stage of the season with no algorithm. Ready for that. So looking forward to it.
How many episodes are we getting from this? Are we like halfway there?
It's a great question. I would say we're at like 12 or 13 for the season would be my guess. Just a typical CBS show. I feel like 12 or 13 sounds about right. So I think we're probably more than halfway.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's ending like the same night as the Big Brother finale, but probably like the week before Survivor, which I think is probably like maybe like mid-September for this. But I guess we will get all that information for you. And as we get closer to all that. All right. Be sure to check out the recap of the show. Will be very fun with Kirsten and Jenny joining Brian. Anything else going on?
Nope, that's it. Okay. That's it. Just again, more Yankee meltdown on Twitter and then challenge.
Love it.
That's
so good. So good. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for checking this out. We've got a big 2-hour Big Brother coming up. But if you're a Big Brother fan, you know that we'll have 11:15 p.m. Eastern for the podcast tonight. And of course, check out everything else that's going on over at robhaswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.